The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Sometimes mothers in the wild have to go to great lengths to protect their young. Pacific gray whales migrate thousands of miles from cold, plankton-rich Arctic waters to relatively nutrient-poor tropical lagoons off the coast of Mexico, where they give birth. While the journey takes the gray whales away from the bountiful food supply, the southern neighborhood is free of dangerous orcas that otherwise hunt newborn whales. This move south also gives the newborns time to feed on their mother's incredibly rich milk and build up a layer of insulating blubber before they must head to the icy Arctic. On the other end of the scale, for many spiders, the act of mating signals that their lives are about to end. For several species of Stegodyphis spiders, motherly love goes even further than watching over the nest. Females attach their egg cocoons to their webs and watch over them until the babies hatch. Once their children have hatched, the mother continues to eat, but regurgitates most of her meals as a nutrient soup for her offspring while the spiderlings stay in their mother's web. When the babies are around a month old, the mother spider rolls over on her back, allowing the spiderlings to swarm over her and eat her.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, and is supported by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business.